This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have Ryan Roberts coming up in 1 hour's time. More draft talk on the way, but last night, nice win by the Cavaliers. And I think we started to see a little bit of... A little bit of friskiness there between the two teams.
Yeah, I mean, well, it really came in the post game more than it was anything else. I feel like Darius and calling out Tyler Hero is just, he's trying to pick a fight there, is he not?
All right, well, so listen, we're going to play Darius Garland talking about how to play clean basketball versus the Heat, how to win, and you guys can be the judge of whether this is picking a fight or not.
What's the key to playing clean basketball like that against a team like that?
Pick on Tyler Hero and take care of the ball. Don't play in tight spaces and pick on their weak defenders. Go at them.
I don't think he was taking a shot at Tyler Hero. I think he was just saying what the obvious game plan has been, which is don't let Tyler Hero beat you.
No, I mean, come on. That was obviously a shot at Tyler Hero. Like,
so much defensive intensity to him.
How can you look at it any other way? Like, even if you're right in the breakdown and you're right in the assessment, if the assessment is you stink and I'm going at you, it doesn't make it any less insulting.
I didn't hear I stink there.
That was him saying that they all collectively know that Tyler Hero is not the defender that maybe even he thinks he is, and you need to go after him as often as you can.
Now, I cannot remember the exact verbiage. Tyler Hero has said some things about the Cavs that I think the Cavs have taken personally. Like, I don't remember what the exact verbiage of was it, but he had his own little critique of the Cavs going into this.
He's definitely a crap talker on the court.
And he definitely is going out of his way to tell the Cavs, through the media that he's not afraid of the Cavs.
I mean, that was Darius's way of saying if everyone's not paying attention, it's obvious to see what we're doing. We're picking on Tyler Hero. They picked on Duncan Robinson as well. I think you noticed that as well. Jimmy Neutron. In a very short amount of time, it was like a negative 15 as far as his plus minus because they just went after him, and then Spoelstra was like, oh, no, you can't play any defense against this Cavs team. We got to get you out immediately.
Isn't that Duncan Robinson in a nutshell?
But between the two of them, it was pretty clear. Like, if Atkinson had any sort of plan, I thought the brilliant part of what he did, and we can get into some of the nitty-gritty part of this a little bit later on, I'm sure, but some of the genius part of Atkinson last night was just taking the obvious. Pick on Duncan Robinson when he's on the court. Pick on Tyler Hero. It's what people do to the Cavs all the time when it comes to Darius Garland.
So here's where I'm at with this. I don't think Darius was out of bounds. I think Darius was saying what they're doing. Like, I think they are picking on Tyler, and I think they are focusing extra on the offensive side of the ball to wear him down, and they're saying...
He doesn't say it if it's game 67, though.
Well, I mean, okay.
Random
we all
game
say
67.
A little bit more in the playoffs than
yeah.
we should.
I think he wants to get these guys. I think Darius is picking a fight because I think Darius wants them to be physical because we can showcase that. These are all warm-ups. The rest of this series is warm-ups for the Cavs in trying to showcase everything that they've been trying to get right for the previous couple years.
I actually think it's a little different than that. From my vantage point, I think the Cavs got pissed off by the Heat last night. The Heat were they weren't dirty, but they were a little more chippy last night. And, I mean, even, like, some of the ways that they were getting through screens, and they were getting away with it, whereas the Cavs, I think last night you saw the Cavs, the refs really got in the Cavs' head last night, And I think that's part of this. Like, I think between the refs, and listen, maybe it swings the other way. The Cavs are the one seed. The Cavs are the clear favorite in the series, and the Cavs are at home. And they are getting calls. They're not getting calls.
They're getting
in a
no
rate.
Calls.
This is like they're a play-in team. That, like,
they're getting
the,
no
the
calls.
Cavs are being treated like the play-in team, not the Miami Heat. And it is. And I hate being the guy.
I'm never that
to have
guy.
To say
you know,
that.
I'm never that guy about the refs. I think it's the lamest thing you can do in sports radio is complain about the refs. But it, like, it's so obviously
here,
one-sided.
But to me. The Cavs, I think the Cavs really let that get in their head last night. I think because of that, we can say they're a little lucky. But, yeah, I think between the refs and now the Heat were feeling themselves a little bit last night, play them a little closer, and I think it pissed the Cavs off. And I say good luck, Miami, because now I think it might have woken up the Cavs a little bit in a way that I don't think is productive
for
Miami.
Well, there's a part of me that wonders if the Cavs are a little embarrassed about how the third and fourth quarters went down.
I don't know.
It's just wild because they shouldn't be embarrassed about what happened at all.
So I think there was frustration. I don't know if it's embarrassment, but we're probably pretty close to saying the same darn thing. But like, I think you could tell the Cavs were like, all right, if we're going to be playing you and the refs, and you guys are going to act like you are the 2012 Miami Heat, we're going to bust your ass. Like, and I'm not saying it works because they kept getting called on every little thing that they did. I mean, Darius got called for a tech last night, and he didn't push. That one upset me. He did not push. It was Bam, right? He didn't push Bam as hard in that moment as Donovan had pushed Duncan the other night. Duncan.
Yeah. Well, Donovan deserved the tee. He didn't get it, but he deserved it.
Neither of them did. It's the NBA playoffs, for God's sakes.
No, that was – I mean, the play was dead. The Donovan one, we can split hairs there. The point is that I thought people freaked out a little bit too much. You had an all-time second quarter. They hit more three-pointers in the second quarter, hitting 11, than any team. This includes the Golden State Warriors that bombed threes left and right, than any team in NBA history in the playoffs, Nick. Like, that was an all-time 11 for 13 from deep in that corner. It was an all-time offensive quarter for the Cavs. And then, yeah, there was some regression that happened, and the stats evened out a little bit. You still ended up with what would have been 122 points, is still the most points in leading the league in the NBA this year.
Like, I'm just going to tell you right
now, like they vomited all over their shoes. I didn't think that was the case.
I'm going to just tell you right now, I was happy that Darius said this, and I want that ass now. I do. I'm
you mean
so
you want,
sick.
You want four games?
I'm so
saying?
Sick of the Heat culture. I am so sick of the building up a mid-ass franchise. You take Shaq off that team.
They're not very good.
You take LeBron off that team. They never win championships. They've stolen every championship they've ever bought.
It was almost, by the
like,
way.
They act like they run the NBA, and it's like, no, they're like trying to insert themselves into NBA history like they're the Celtics or they're the Lakers. You're not. You just happen to be located in South Beach. I want Jared Allen to knock somebody into the ether in game three.
If
he takes a couple Heat fans with him, I'm okay with it.
Oh,
the
yeah?
juice is in. We got juice in the series now, boy.
Take Pat Riley with you, too.
I'm mad. No, Tyler Hero, you are like, you're Bizarro World Austin Reeves. Like, who the hell do you think you are? Like, Bam Adebayo, like, these dudes are not top two championship, sorry, top two players.
I don't think they're claiming to be anything great, though. That's the other part of this. Like, I mean, this is why yesterday
Tyler
before
Hero
the game,
walks like he owns.
What did
I
tell you yesterday before the game? Like, with they'd have
the Rock
out of the top eight best players in this series. They got two of them, and that's it. Like, this is not a very good team.
Yeah, but they don't know that. And like,
I
listen,
know that.
I don't mind Davion Mitchell playing like he's got a chip on his shoulder. That's what he's supposed to do. I don't mind. I like the Khalil Ware kid. I think
you mentioned
he has
him a couple
a
times
really
now.
Nice
yeah.
upside in the NBA. But like, they got some guys that I like watching play basketball. But I'm just over Hero, man. I just think that dude just thinks he is something that he clearly is not. And honestly,
he played pretty good last night. He disappeared in game one for like a quarter and a half. He played pretty good. He just got picked on defensively.
I got to tell you, Pat Riley chose that guy over Donovan Mitchell. Pat Riley chose that guy over Kevin Durant. Pat Riley chose that guy over bona fide superstars. And that guy is
he chose
just,
Jimmy Butler over those other two players that you're mentioning.
Jimmy. Well, no. Because remember, they refused to put Tyler Hero in the Donovan Mitchell deal.
You're right about that.
There were two other deals that year asked about that,
and they wouldn't put him in there. But I don't.
We can't get away from a guy who's a pretty good shooter and like overall nice facilitator, but not certainly a top 10 player in the NBA. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't get away from like a starter. We can't give away a starter. We'll only give you. You know, we'll give you Haywood Highsmith. Hey, can we give you and Terry Rozier's contract? Is that worth Donovan Mitchell? I want that ass.
Yeah, you just went through like the whole history of the Heat for some reason. I don't know.
I'm sick of this organization. And I'm sick of clowns in the NBA.
2 days ago, you were talking about
like,
the culture of the Heat. Now, great
I'm mocking
they are,
it.
And,
I'm
and
mocking
Spoelstra
Heat
and
culture.
All this stuff. And I was the one telling you it's all Fugazi.
I don't remember that way. Mac, do you remember that way?
Oh, as he smiles.
I think we both think it's Fugazi.
Listen, welcome to the table, I guess.
Mac, is that how you remember
it? I'd rather have you on the team than
when
not.
When do I glorify? No, I said they're not going to give up in games. That doesn't mean I think they're the 72-win Bulls.
You being one to make fun of the Heat culture? No, absolutely not. No sarcasm coming from Nicholas.
He's matching my sarcasm with his sarcasm. Now we got a sarcasm off over here.
Dynamite drop in there, Monty. Yesterday it was a weird game. Can we just admit it was a weird game? The fact that they had such an electric and awesome second quarter, and you're up by 19, and we thought it was just going to be blouses, and then you needed Donovan to turn it on. But that's why you have Donovan
that
to turn it on in the fourth.
That
quarter.
Didn't get your blood flowing last night?
Not in the slightest bit.
Oh man,
not in the slightest
bit.
We gotta
get you a health.
Even when
workup.
It got within four, I was so unbothered by any stretch of that game, and I
want that ass over here now.
I was just so like they're going to win. We've just watched this Cavs team just pull out win after win after win. No part of me was worried.
Oh man.
And if anything, after they went up 19, I was like, okay, if it's not a four game series, and if the Heat then erased it down to four, if it's not a four game series, it's obviously a five game series. I just wasn't bothered.
I'm gonna land the plane right now.
Yeah.
Darius Garland, good on you. You're right. Tyler Hero's a punk. Miami is not bleep.
Pick
and,
fights, man. I like this.
Let's just get out of this series because these guys don't belong with you. Let's make this a four-game series. I want them to drop. I want to run past them by 30 points in Miami. Now, granted, the Miami fans don't show up till halftime. I want the game to be over by the time your average Heat fan actually their ass hits the seat. 216.
Get in price right now is just a bag of powder.
The good stuff?
Not even the good stuff.
You just bring it down from like the inferior stuff from Jacksonville.
It's actually, you know how we had Cynthia Freeland yesterday on, and she's like, when you get to Green Bay, they give you a bunch of cheese curds when you land. When you land in Miami, it's a palm tree, Pat Riley, and a baggie.
216-474-0092. I think the blood got flowing there for you. Does the Darius Garland-Tyler Hero back and forth add any juice to the series? I'm juiced up, baby. I'm like Arnold in 88. And we talk about need with the Cavaliers in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.